Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Three straight Friday games will practice make perfect. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The stretch of four games in 18 days provides more practice time than the start of Yuba Davis's first three seasons at the helm. So the question is, how beneficial is that more than actually playing? The bad and good performance against Kansas last Friday was 4 days after the opener against Elon and is followed by 2 7-day breaks before four games in 5 days 5,000 miles away. The first is tonight against 1-2 American that the Tar Heels should win easily before more practice and the long trip to the Hawaiian Islands that begins with another Friday night date at the University of Hawaii in Honolulu. Then the Heels face more Kansas-type competition at the Maui Invitational on Thanksgiving week, where the opponents will be Dayton, Auburn, or Iowa State, and possibly two-time defending national champion UConn on the third day. That's a lot of practice and action before a very tough December. Fatigue isn't a factor for college kids, but preparation will be for Alabama and Georgia Tech in Chapel Hill, Florida in Charlotte, and UCLA in New York. When the schedule came out, 10-3 before the new year and ACC play resumes, looked like a good record. Now that may be more daunting even for the 11th-ranked team in the nation. So what does Davis do to get them through December in good shape on the court and in the record book? Apparently, Hubert is trying a few things differently to simulate the competition. Whereas Carolina basketball has long been the white team versus the blue team in practice, with a few players swapping colored jerseys to let the top 7 or 8 guys play together. Davis has been dividing up the top 10 equally for the best possible competition between the players vying for minutes. That means R.J. Davis is playing against Elliot Cadeau as much as alongside his starting backcourt mate. And the four biggest guys are also banging against each other rather than screening for them on the court. Sounds like a way for Davis and his staff to decide minutes for a deep team that has pure talent on the perimeter and balance in the paint. So starters Jalen Washington and Jalen Withers may be white teamers and blue teamers for much of practice. At least in the Kansas game, Kay Tyson may be losing moving forward. Perhaps like what happened to Paxson Wojcik last season, when he started the first few games and then faded down the bench. Tyson had 16 minutes against Elon and only one at KU. Or perhaps it is situational basketball, where the coaches try to get Tyson open to make his three-point shot, which is supposedly his specialty. And with Ian Jackson's emergence, where are his minutes coming from in the three-guard lineup? Guess time and practice will tell. This is Art Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.